News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some of the big stories. Top government sources on Thursday told CNN News 18 that the first phase of disengagement currently underway in Pangong So in Ladakh will be complete in 15 to 20 days. The strategic heights India has occupied in the South Bank will be the last to be vacated in this phase, they added. There is an agreement. A mutual verification will happen at every step. The Kailash Range will see disengagement once we are satisfied with the way things progress in other parts of Pangong So, a senior officer told CNN News 18. The disengagement of tanks and armored vehicles in the South Bank was completed by Thursday evening. There were more than 100 tanks on both sides. The 10th Corps Commander meeting will be held 48 hours after disengagement in Pangong So is complete. This is when other friction points like Depsang and Gogra Hot Springs and Demchok will be discussed, sources said. This is a positive step. The Chinese have agreed to go back to Finger 8 in the North Bank. From here on, we expect the process to play out as planned. The Chinese rapidly let out their tanks from the South Bank yesterday. But let's see how things play out, said the top source. A video released by the army shows Indian and Chinese tanks withdrawing in the South Bank. What it also highlights is how close the big guns were to each other. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh on Thursday said an agreement has been reached with China on disengagement of frontline troops deployed at the North and South Bank of Pangong Lake after a nearly 10-month-long standoff. The disengagement at Pangong Lake, one of the key friction points on the contested line of actual control, will be the first step in the long process of de-escalation. Under the India-China agreement on the disengagement process, the Chinese army will pull back its troops to the east of Finger 8 areas in the northern bank of Pangong Lake. Indian troops will be based at their permanent location at Dhansing Thapa post near Finger 3 areas. Singh's statement clearly implied that the areas between the Indian position in Finger 3 and Finger 8 will effectively become a no-patrolling zone till a resolution on future deployment is reached, defense experts said. The Chinese military built several bunkers and other structures in the areas between Finger 4 and 8 and had blocked all Indian patrols beyond Finger 4, triggering strong reaction from the Indian Army. In the 9 rounds of military talks, India was specifically insisting on withdrawal of Chinese troops from Finger 4 to Finger 8 on the north bank of Pangong Lake. The mountain spurs in the area are referred to as fingers. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on Thursday attacked the government for the 3 agriculture laws that have triggered protests by farmers at Delhi's borders, saying these legislation will allow industrialists to buy unlimited quantity of food grains and hoard them. Lending his support to the ongoing farmers' protests, he said in the Lok Sabha that it was not an agitation of the farmers only, but a movement of the country, and the government will have to repeal the laws. Gandhi also dramatically led his party members and those from the TMC and the DMK to observe a 2-minute silence by standing to mourn the death of 200 farmers during the ongoing agitation, and said he was doing this as the government has not paid tributes to those who died during the protests. The intent of the 3 laws are to allow industrialists to buy unlimited quantity of food grains and hoard them as much as they want, he alleged. Gandhi cited the old family planning slogan, Hum Do Hamare Do, to attack the government and said just 4 to 5 people are running the country. The new farm laws will destroy India's food security system and will hurt the rural economy, he said. The Congress leader also said that the farmers are not going anywhere but will overthrow the government. Twitter has blocked the account of Rajya Sabha Member of Parliament Chaudhary Sukhram Singh Yadav in India, Medianama reported on Thursday. Yadav's is one of the most high-profile blockings undertaken by the social media platform in the country so far. MP Sukram's account has been withheld in India in response to a legal demand. The message on the microblogging site reads, as users try to access his page that has 244 followers. According to a report in scroll.in, Twitter said that the account has been withheld in response to a legal notice for users accessing it in India. However, users outside the country can see the MP's tweets normally. Yadav, a member of the Samajwadi Party, confirmed that the account, which is not verified with a blue tick, is his official Twitter handle. Yadav's team also confirmed to Medianama that they are able to post tweets but not view them. Starting on Wednesday, tweets from Yadav's account had received no likes, retweets or replies, indicating that the account was withheld for Indian users as recently as a day ago. Yadav's account is able to send tweets, but tweets remain invisible in India, even to his team controlling the account, they said. An incensed Chaudhary told Medianama to block the account of a people's representative. This is one of the worst things to do in a democracy. If an MP is not given preference, then what can be said of the common man? I belong to a family where I am the third MP. My uncle was an MP, my father was an MP. To withhold an account of such an MP is not a sign of democracy. He added that he would be writing to the government to protest the blocking. It was not immediately clear if Yadav's account was withheld on the directives of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology for allegedly spreading misinformation about the farmers' protest. Twitter recently said it blocked a few hundred handles that the Indian government ordered it to take down. However, it held that it wouldn't block accounts belonging to journalists, activists, and politicians, deeming those accounts newsworthy. In a meeting on Wednesday night, the Secretary of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, Ajay Prakash Soni, told the company's officials that they would have to comply with Indian law, but stopped short of demanding explicitly that the rest of the accounts ordered by MeITY be withdrawn. Without naming Twitter, IT Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad on Thursday accused the platform of not cooperating in investigations into protests at the Red Fort. "This won't work in India," he said. And US House prosecutors concluded 2 days of emotional arguments in Donald Trump's impeachment trial late on Thursday, insisting the Capitol invaders believed they were acting on the president's orders to stop Joe Biden's election, the deadly culmination of Trump's pattern of spreading false and violent rhetoric that will continue to vex American politics if left unchecked. The Democratic prosecutors described in stark personal terms the horror faced that January day, including in the very Senate chamber where Trump's trial is underway. They displayed the many public and explicit instructions Trump gave his supporters long before the White House rally that unleashed the Capitol attack as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. 5 people died in the chaos and its aftermath, a domestic attack unparalleled in US history. In videos, some posted to social media by the rioters themselves, invaders talked about how they were doing it all for Trump. "If we pretend this didn't happen, or worse, if we let it go unanswered, who is to say it won't happen again?" argued prosecutor Representative Joe Neguse. Trump's defense will take the floor on Friday, and the proceedings could finish with a vote this weekend. The Democrats, with little hope of conviction by 2/3 of the evenly divided Senate, are making their most graphic case to the American public, while Trump's lawyers and the Republicans are focused on legal rather than emotional or historic questions, hoping to get it all behind as quickly as possible. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.